Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, indeed, that little town of Bethlehem, a wide, dusty spot in the road, would be the place where true, lasting joy could be found. Thank you, Lord, that through the gift of Jesus to a simple young family, you have been the star of joy that brings joy and peace to our lives. Walk with us each day, Lord, in the midst of the messes, the surprises, and the other stuff that we just can't control, to realize that you are the joy bringer, the one who brings peace to broken lives, the one who says, "You are my son or daughter, and I want you to be with me forever." Thank you for that gift of joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a season of singing. Whether, even people who don't like to sing, or maybe don't sound all that great when they do, they will join in with all those familiar carols that they've heard sung even since they were little children. Radio stations, including the one I usually listen to out of Spokane, will often shift their format at this time of the year to play 24/7 Christmas music. They'll offer things ranging from, well, going back a ways, Frosty the Snowman by Barry Como, to Away in a Manger by Julie Andrews, or even Justin Bieber attempting to croon his way through chestnuts roasting on an open fire. It's okay. Here's what's amazing. Even people of little or no faith at all will join in on a carol sing of "O Come All Ye Faithful." When we sing the songs of this season, it can bring a smile to our face and joy to our hearts. That star that shines so brightly over Bethlehem, it was indeed a star of creation. It was a star of hope. It was a star of unity. But today we're focusing on how that star is and remains a star of joy. Now, a favorite Christian author for many people is C.S. Lewis. Known to his friends and family as Jack, he was, well, a lot of things, a novelist, a poet, a literary critic, an academic, an essayist, and he was a lay theologian who was born in Belfast, Ireland. He held academic positions at Oxford and Cambridge universities. Let's put it this way. He was one pretty smart guy. Now, he wrote books like The Chronicles of Narnia, The Screwtape Letters, and Mere Christianity. But I think one of his most powerful books is one simply titled Surprised by Joy. Surprised by Joy is an autobiography. It's a story from his own life of his conversion from being an atheist to being a follower of Jesus. And in the book, he tells how he was surprised by joy when he came to know of the love, grace, and the mercy of Jesus Christ at work in his life. Early in the book, he writes the following. "It is that of an unsatisfied desire, which is far more desirable than any other satisfaction. I call it joy." It's a technical term and needs to be distinguished from mere happiness or pleasure. Joy, in my sense, has one characteristic and only one in common with happiness and pleasure. The fact that anyone who's experienced it will want to experience it again. I doubt whether anyone who has tasted joy would trade it for all of the power in the world. You see, in Surprised by Joy, C.S. Lewis made clear that he had finally found joy that lasted. The object, the source of real joy. It was Jesus himself. Lewis said he would not find joy in a religion or a philosophy. It was found in a person, in Jesus. The prophet Isaiah, which I focused on in the children's message this morning, wrote that the Messiah, the Savior, was going to be a joy bringer. That he would transform the world and that he would transform our lives. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, from today's text. "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from prisoner for the prisoners from the darkness, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. You see, true joy, joy found in the child of Bethlehem, in Jesus, is amazing, wonderful, blissful, pervasive, infusive, and I could go on. Joy literally changes everything. I'd like to share with you, though, only three things. There are others, but three things that are found in the joy that comes in Jesus. The first one, well-known word, right? Joy is ineffable. Something that's ineffable is that beyond words or beyond explanation. The joy we have in Jesus, have you ever found yourself struggling to explain the joy that Jesus brings to you? It's beyond description. Our joy is ineffable. But, another real well-known word, our joy is indomitable. That which is indomitable cannot be subdued or overcome. The joy that is ours in Jesus cannot be conquered. No matter what we face in life, our joy technically cannot be taken away, because Christian joy is indomitable. Teach that one to your three-year-old and let them have fun with that. Okay, let's get to one that's better known. Joy is overflowing. We are filled with joy because of Jesus so much that it just overflows. His joy, and I used this in a children's message 2 weeks ago, it fills us up until it literally comes out through us and flows into the people that are around us. Thanks be to God for His overflowing joy. Dr. Mitri Raya, I've mentioned him the last several weeks. He's a Palestinian Christian who was born in Bethlehem and grew up there. After receiving his theological training in Germany, he very easily could have taken a position in Europe or in the United States and lived in relative safety. But instead he decided to return to his homeland, in fact, back to his hometown. Back in 1988, he became the pastor at Christmas Lutheran Church in the city of Bethlehem. Throughout his lifetime in that place, there has been nearly constant war and rumors of war. Mitri, in his years of life, has experienced 10 wars firsthand. That's one about every 5 years in his life. In his book, Bethlehem Besieged, Mitri writes the following. As Palestinians, we're used to sharing only the story of our sufferings. However, the story of our successes and hopes needs to be told as well. It's not good to simply depress our friends day and night. We all need moments of being uplifted and charged with new strength. We're conditioning ourselves to run 100 yards, but we're actually living out a marathon. Our struggle is neither easy nor short. We have to condition ourselves for the long journey ahead. And then, as you see, we need moments of joy and hope in the midst of all this hopelessness. Otherwise, we won't be able to continue our journey. Indeed, those who are still living in the troubled and challenged little town of Bethlehem need moments of joy and hope in the midst of what looks like a rather gloomy place. And if that is true for them, that we can rejoice within sufferings, then boy, do we need that also. And Jesus addressed the subject of joy a number of times. When Jesus talked about His second coming on the last day, Jesus reassured His followers that it was going to be a time of joy. Think back to the disciples. It's the night before Jesus is going to be crucified. The disciples have no idea. They're clueless. But listen to what Jesus tells them. And this doesn't sound real joyful at first, But in John 16, 16 through 18, Jesus said, in a little while, you're not going to see me any longer. But then after a while, you will see me. Now some of his disciples said, wait a minute. What does he mean by saying, in a little while you will see me no longer, and then after a little while you will see me? And because I'm going to the Father. Well, wait a minute. What does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he's saying. But then he goes on in verse 22 of John 16 to say this, and I think this applies to us today. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Sorrow that turns into joy. So what's Jesus saying? Here's the truth of the matter. When we see him again, joy will be a dominant part of our life in Jesus forever. When Jesus, born at Bethlehem, crucified at Calvary, comes again, as he's promised, in glory, power, and majesty, that's when real joy is going to be ours. But let me be clear, joy is ours today, even as we wait. Joy in Jesus isn't just this future out there somewhere reality. We have joy right now. In fact, until we see Jesus again at the last day, joy serves as strength for us. I love what the prophet Nehemiah said so long ago. God's people had just rediscovered the Word of God. They'd spent 70 years living in exile in a foreign land. And now that they were back, they were mourning the fact that they had not been hearing God's Word while they were growing up. In Nehemiah 8, verse 10, the prophet says to them, go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have none, because this day is sacred to the Lord. Do not grieve, and here's the key part, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That last line that's highlighted here is so critical. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You see, joy itself, found in a living, loving God, becomes a strength, a fortress, a stronghold in a world that can be very messy. The star of joy shines on us, breaking through the darkness, breaking through the gloom. Heartache is banished. Gladness is restored for us. So whether that brokenness in our world is found because one lives within the confines of a walled city or in the midst of war, or if one's heartache is the result of a catastrophe like flooding or fire, tornadoes or hurricanes, or if one's world gets flipped upside down by senseless violence, the rash of school shootings we've seen in the last few years, we're getting closer to home. If that brokenness is evident in our own personal situation in life, remember this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. As C.S. Lewis once wrote, joy is the serious business of heaven. May the bright star of Bethlehem, the star of joy, shine on you each day until Jesus comes again as the victorious Lord and Savior of all. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the true faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.